Hey, everybody, welcome to a new Quick Shot episode by On the Rocks. It feels real funny to record this podcast tonight, but this is your host, Kyle, and joining me today is Dave. In this series, we take closer looks at topics in the news sent in from listeners or ones just bouncing around in the backs of our minds. Tonight is going to be our relatively brief review, I'd say, of Midnight Fight Express, which just came out on August 23rd, 2022 for every system bar the Switch. I don't think it's on the Switch, is it? It might be on the Switch.
No, it's on the Switch.
It is on the Switch. So it's on everything. Mm-hmm. And it dropped on Game Pass. And It is by a sole developer, Jacob
Dinwinnel. That's, I think, how you say it. D-Z-W-I-N-E-L. And I'm pretty sure like the Z is silent, or you pronounce it for like an I or a J. So Dinwinnel.
Okay.
We'll try that.
It is an isometric brawler, and I think the main aspect of this game that makes it stand out is that it is fully mocapped by some of the veteran mocap people that worked on games like God of War and Mortal Kombat 11.
Veteran stuntmen, mocap people, like they have some talent.
But those two games, God of War and Mortal Kombat 11, those games, the action is right up in your face, really big on screen. This one, it's more pulled back, the camera, and I don't know if I've ever seen outside of, I mean, if you count the stuff they do for those old Batman Forever and old Mortal Kombat, that's not
old Mortal Kombat.
What is that?
No, that's
not FMV. It's I forget what that animation's called. This is probably the most unique use of mocap that I've seen. But what'd you think of Midnight Fight Express?
To make this the quickest of quick shots, I like it, especially for a Game Pass game.
Yeah.
It's like $30 everywhere else.
Do you think it's worth $30 normally?
Maybe not for us. Like, this might be a better $15 to $20 game if we had to buy it. But for people who like the top-down, like, brawler-type games, and this is not a top-down brawler, but a brawler like Sifu, where you can unlock new moves and things like that. Mm-hmm. This game, honestly, and I'm stealing this, and I forget where I heard it, so apologies, is Dumb Sifu, where it's, like, it's so ridiculous, and it's, like, a little watered down. But it's I think that's why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very bombastic and very self-aware. There's some really funny moments in this. It gave me chuckles a few times. Kyle, one of your favorite moments and mine is the pillow fight level.
I'm glad I didn't know anything like about that.
Oh yeah, same here.
Because I think the GameSpot or one of the bigger reviews, if you watch the whole thing, I think they talk about it, and I'm kind of glad I didn't check that part out because
when it came up.
So I turned off dialogue for probably 60, 70% of the game.
Oh, that's a shame. You shouldn't have.
But during that scene, I was like, I got to turn it back on because this is amazing.
You actually, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you missed out because dialogue's actually pretty good.
I don't think I really missed out. I know the names. And some of the references.
The plot is very basic.
The plot is a throwaway, and basic.
But that's okay. It doesn't have to be the best thing in the world.
So
we'll get to the gameplay in a minute. But you missed all the funny dialogue things. Like, there's a guy raking leaves into the sewer, and like these thugs corner him. It's like, are you babyface? He's like, no, I swear. You know, I'm just raking like my leaves in sewer. I know that's environmentally wrong. I'm sorry. And the thugs are like, okay, well, we can't let you live because you're actually really hurting the environment, and it's going to cost our water treatment plant like X many dollars, and that's going to come from taxpayer funds. So you have to die. And so they kill him, and then like you come into the scene. Like, there's a lot of like little moments like that you miss
little
by having
quips. Yeah. See, I was more just. It just feels like the drone character. So.
Oh, you mean
as a very loose explanation of the story, you play as an assassin.
Well, how about Yeah, you're a guy who apparently has been brainwashed. Like
it's basically a born identity.
Yeah, and you're going against the people who made you an assassin, and they may or may not have been your partners, and you may or may not be trying to save your son that you didn't know you had.
But the entire time, you basically have this. What's the
it's a drone.
What's the fairy in Zelda?
Oh, Navi.
Navi. It's basically that to me, where it just felt like every other room, they slowed down the combat to a halt to tell you something that was meaningless. If you could just turn off the drone, I know the drone comes in at the end as far as being main story drama, but I don't know. I
disagree.
I gained more interest in the game when it was just the combat, and I wasn't slowed down by stuff. But
well, we'll get to the combat in a second, but I'm gonna harp on the story because that's our main disagreement point here. I actually thought it was pretty good. It's very light, and I don't think the drone was that annoying. Like, it wasn't like, is it really
what
only
did, what did you
like,
describe it as the beginning? Exposition machine though.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's totally an exposition machine. Like, yeah. It's like, hey, I'm maybe your son, and I'll explain more after you finish this level, basically. And it's like, okay. And on occasion, it would be like, hey, mid-level, it would say something, but not too much.
Yeah.
You would usually get through a good amount of fights. And if it was a longer level, then they'll have like a mid-level like stop, and they'll like kind of let you breathe for a second and then go. And I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you missed up, Kyle.
Yeah. Because
there were some funny moments and just some good character beats, as it were.
I probably did, but it's one of those things where it's like, if I didn't turn it off, maybe I wouldn't have even finished it. I don't know.
That's so weird. They're not usually like that. Usually that's not a... I'm not saying you love stories in video games always, but this shouldn't have been the one that turned you off, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, also, the fact that they have the option to turn off the dialogue makes me feel like the dialogue is not top tier. Like, what kind of developer is like...
No,
like,
I think you're viewing it wrong. You're viewing it wrong.
But who's voluntarily okay with removing something that they worked on?
I think... Well, I think it's a game, because the whole point of the game is that let's get into gameplay a little bit here while I talk about the story, is that as you progress through levels, like every level you beat, you gain a skill point, no matter what, no matter how good you did and all this stuff.
No matter how many D ranks you get.
Yeah, like you're graded, but that doesn't really matter unless you're going for like achievements or whatever. You'll always get a skill point, and then as you level up, you'll get more moves, and as you get more moves, the game becomes easier. I think the developer put that mode in there because he wants you to play it, see all the story, but then go back and do challenges that unlock as soon as you beat the level for the first time. So it's like, yeah, at that point, well, you turn off the dialogue.
Yeah, well, then maybe just have it be...
I think that's the point of it.
Maybe he should have made it, once you beat the game, then that you can unlock dialogue-less mode. But the fact that they had it from the beginning was just, like, interesting to me.
I see you're coming from that. I just, again, disagree.
Yeah.
But I think what we may agree on is the gameplay, Kyle. It starts off rough a little
potentially
bit.
It is one of these games where I do feel like some of the main attacks that should have been in there from the beginning are unlocked, like a grapple
are gated.
Yeah, and I mean, it takes one level to do that, but there were definitely some moves that felt very impactful once I unlocked them, mostly just the finisher stuff. But after a while, I just stopped unlocking stuff too, because I just stopped caring about it, because I didn't...
Oh, you should. Oh man,
I didn't do like the run heavy attack. Like, I stopped using heavy attacks at some point too, because...
Really? Oh my god. We really played this game differently.
Yeah, so we're not really going to agree about the gameplay, because
maybe not.
I will liken this, and I think I've done this in the past with games. I liken it to how I played and enjoyed, in quotations, a game like Just Cause, where those games like that, where it's just all about experimentation and the more you kind of mess around with the game, the more fun you'll have. But I, in this game specifically, I fell into a groove of once I unlocked the hypnotize bullet, I did that when I entered a room, and then I was just weapon, throw weapon, and like that sort of thing. There's a lot less kind of style in my gameplay.
Oh man.
And so the repetitiveness sunk in way quicker. I think.
Oh, weird. Okay. Maybe we're not going to dream this.
Yeah, this game has 40 levels. I think it could have had 30 levels and would have been fine. I think the fact that there's 40, and I know you say 40, but they're short levels. The short just means that they're not going to be memorable. There are some really good levels in there, but there are some ones that
short doesn't mean they won't be unmemorable. That's a bad.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there are 40 levels, but they are short. Which maybe like 40 sounds like a long number, but some of them are short. Some of the short ones they end before they even start, and so I don't even think about a lot of these levels. But there are levels like the Pillow Man level and the Pillow Fight level, and I know that with dialogue, maybe these levels pick up their humor and their style and their
they do.
What the goofiness is about them, but I feel like this game is going to be known for its combat at the end of the year, and I like it, but I do have some issues with it ultimately. But you can gush about it.
I'm going to gush about it a little bit because I really did enjoy this game. I got into a rhythm with it. I got the achievement for hitting 100 like times combo or whatever. Like I got into a flow state with a lot of it. Where
I did
unlock all this stuff. I would use different moves. I would parry. Like I'd hit like when they unlocked the Y parry instead of having it like RB. That was a game changer for me because then I could like, you know, it would show the parry button on screen. Yeah. And you just hit it and then he would do the automatic parry and mess people up. And once you start unlocking everything, that's where the game becomes funner. It's like it's worse in the beginning because you don't have some of those moves that should have been at the very least like some basic grapples unlock and like a basic finisher and maybe an easier parry. But once you unlock some of that stuff, you really can get into a flow of things and using different moves. Because I would go in a room and like, I would like kick an object at somebody, and then I would, you know, try to focus on the guys with the guns and like mess them up, and then pick up a gun, like shoot, and then like throw it at somebody, and then like use like a heavy attack to knock down a big guy, and so on and so forth. Like I had a lot of fun kind of switching up my style based on the enemies that were in the room presently with me, and figuring out the best way to do that. There are times that you would die, and the checkpoints in this game are very generous. Like,
yeah, they're very
as soon as
nice
you beat like one group of enemies, I think all apart. Because it's like you defeat a group of enemies, it'll checkpoint, and even the same room, if like a second wave comes, then you get another checkpoint there.
The level like, where you're manning a minigun outside the truck, I don't know why that took me way too long. There were, for me... I got an S rank on that one too, but it took me a while to beat it. Once I beat it, an S rank.
One go.
I ran into a few like really crazy difficulty spikes. There was a part in an elevator where my checkpoint, when I died and respawned, I was surrounded by six guys with guns, and like they all
in the elevator. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just couldn't hang for, I don't know, 15 retries. Like it was very messy and anger inducing. And I think that
I fucked those dudes.
The thing that about this game is I can't decide whether it leans more towards the classic like TMNT beat 'em up style or the Sifu where it's whether it's more just entertaining versus technically precise because the game isn't precise, but there are certain moments when I feel like, at least the moments where I got stuck, it felt like you needed to be pretty precise with what you were doing, because some of these enemies can kill you. Like you were talking about your initial run-in with the Rat King and how some of its attacks can kill you in like one or two hits. Mm-hmm. That seems.
And then I played the next day and immediately just
that seems kind of intense. And so I don't know, this game, and then the tone of the story is also kind of lighthearted but also dark, and I feel like it starts to maybe show what a Soul developer can do, where it's just there's a lot of stuff going on and it's not as focused as maybe it could have been.
To answer your question about like Sifu and precision, I think this game does have some precision, but it's nowhere near precision heavy as Sifu is.
And so I'm okay.
That's why I call it dumb Sifu in a lot of ways. Because it's okay. It's a summer blockbuster of a game.
And so
it's a lot of dumb action, and they set up a lot of dumb scenarios that you see in action movies, and it's fun that way.
Me and Amy are replaying Returnal right now, and her husband constantly asks like why we keep beating our heads against the wall with tough games. And I am like slowly coming to the realization that I think I'm okay with doing it when the game gives you like the tools to do it really effectively, meaning that the gameplay is really polished. And this game, it's the gameplay is good and satisfying, but there are certain times when I felt like the game was fighting me as far as like these moments aren't common. I ran into a bunch of moments when I felt like I needed to be very perfect with my attacks, and sometimes I would shoot someone instead of finishing them off, and it would because that's the exact same button on the controller.
And that's one of my negatives.
And stuff like that is
context sensitive inputs don't work as much as you would want them to.
So it's, which is fine for a regular brawler. So the fact that this is a isometric game, so it's not side scrolling beat 'em up like Streets of Rage or stuff like that,
or the new Turtles.
And it has these really tactical moves and really flashy animations like in a Sifu, but it falls into a really weird middle ground that is unique. But I kept going back and forth of whether I was really enjoying myself or just going through the motions, I guess. But I think I mentioned it to you. I just think that it, similar to almost Cult of the Lamb, I think it makes a pretty good first impression, but I don't know if it's going to be something that I think about for a while outside of Pillow Man, because this game just turned into Pillow Man the Saga. You can, once you play through levels, because you play as a character, but they've babyface is their name, but you can customize.
Yeah,
it's
just a cipher,
and you can make their look. You can unlock skins for them to play as, ranging from people dressed up as sharks to bouncers to pirates to all sorts of weird stuff. But one enemy that you fight is a guy called Pillow Man, and he's just a big dude with pillows duct taped to him. And once I unlocked that, I just played the entire game as him, and I started making it my own lore.
That's amazing. I liked creating my own character with like different parts that you can lock and buy. I gave him 3D glasses and robot arms and yellow shoes. He was dumb. I loved it.
Charlie was asking me, are you still playing as Pillow Man, or did you change to someone else? I'm like, no, I'm still playing as Pillow
Man. Pillow Man forever. I think this game is very like that kind of thing, especially like the customization options. It's very irrelevant. It's very fun. It knows, like, this guy had a good handle on some of the popular moments from movies, like action movies from the last 40 years, I'd probably say. Like, there's a lot of spoofs of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like Kyler Turden, which like, and he's outside of a fight club.
Yeah.
Just a lot of dumb fun things. And I think this game is a lot of dumb fun. I didn't miss, like, I went back after I beat the game. I did go back to try some of those challenges just to see what's up. For people who like
are
that kind of thing,
are
these
they
games
punishing as
they're
the
kind of bland
turtle ones where they're like, don't get hit in this entire level or something.
What that's in an achievement slash trophy, and I got that one. Thank you.
Oh, for one level,
yeah. And it's like beat the game in hard or in nightmare or wherever their top tier difficulty is. And I tried it in hard real quick and I was like, oh yeah, that's kind of hard. And that's where I think maybe like some more frustration would come in if we didn't play, if we played in higher difficulty level. But playing on normal, especially if you get on Game Pass, you're already paying for that service. Easy recommendation for me.
Yeah, I like, would you recommend it to Nathan? Maybe we should start turning that this like our all of our reviews into, should Nathan play this game? Because I don't think I can't.
I think
really...
he would like it. I could, because yeah, it's goofy enough, and I would tell him not to turn off dialogue because I think he would get a kick out of that. And I think it's goofy enough, and just like, it's not as tough as Sifu. And like, you don't have to be as precise in some ways.
I do think it's not
like
a
mindless. A lot of
there's, I think maybe
no, it's downfall. Not. It's not a mindless brawler in that sense. Either. Yeah. I don't want to like. I don't want to undersell it. Here.
I think that
but
is. Maybe
it's a little less mindful than Sifu, but it's not mindless.
I think that's one of my main kind of downfalls for how I went into the game was I think I sort of was imagining
looking for a mindless thing.
Kind of. I mean, pretty much anytime I hear
that's why we got the Cowabunga collection later.
Yeah, 2D brawler. I just think of just relax, beat up some guys in an awesome way. But this game definitely will test you. I think even on normal, sometimes it's not a cakewalk.
No.
And, yeah. So, which I don't know too many brawlers that are like that in general. So. It's an interesting game. It's impressive. I don't know how long he's been working on it. I feel like it's been a few years, but it's a really impressive game technically, as far as what he was able to do. And I don't know if you watched any of those mocap kind of vlogs of how the game was made, because he was working remotely from the mocap studio. And they were doing it over like Zoom calls.
Zoom. Yeah.
And it's just like so wild. Cool that they're what people are able to do now working so far away from, because I don't think they're even in the same country.
No.
They ended up making this cool game. I will say that the combat is very satisfying. There is a flicker and a sound to it that is great. The soundtrack's
pretty good. By Noisome.
Yeah, is that how you pronounce it?
I think so.
I was gonna say Noise Scream.
Oh, I thought. Oh, wait a minute. I might have put it in my notes wrong. It might be Noise Scream. I thought it was Noisome. Well, whatever. It's one of those two.
It reminds me, and I don't know if this is gonna be it's gonna sound like a negative, but the soundtrack to Payday 2, where it just kind of puts you in the mood to
yes,
like mess up.
Some I don't shit. Think it's a negative.
Like, it's just this amazing electronic soundtrack that's just awesome.
Oh, it is Noise Scream. I put in my notes wrong.
Is this the game you started off listening to baseball, or no? This is a different game. So did you end up listening to the music at all?
I ended up listening to the music more because it helped me get into it.
Yeah, it's cool. And it was surprising that wasn't something that they really showed off, because it is definitely a very stylistic choice as far as the...
Yeah, the music fits very well. Real quick, one-offs. When you finish a person, like... against a wall or just like hitting the LB button, that's very satisfying. It feels like there's a good crunch on that. The hits actually feel like they carry some weight. Like, it looks like they carry weight, which is really cool.
There's a flash and a screen shake, which are both, I think, in the options menu, which you can like toggle them on or off or stronger or lower, which is cool. I think those do wonders for making you feel like you're punching someone, even though the your character is pretty small on screen for the most part.
I mean, everybody is. Sometimes it gets a little too frantic, and you might lose yourself real quick.
Were there
Sort of
any
like my.
levels that bothered you or like setups? Did you enjoy the scene when the guy is on the motorcycle and just circling you as like a ticking time bomb of a one shot killed him? There's
Oh,
like a,
I didn't
yeah.
have any problems with any of the vehicle levels. I didn't think they
No,
were
no, it,
necessary.
you're on foot, but you're in like a parking
Oh,
lot.
yeah, in the parking lot and the bikers circling around.
Yeah,
Oh, God,
and
that guy got me a few times. Yeah, I was
yeah.
like, oh, that's a little annoying.
It's,
Yes.
yeah, it, yeah. There's a few moments when you get hit by a like a it's a one hit kill, and that seems really horrible in a game like this. You have a whole you have a health bar and stuff like that. It's
And the health
doesn't feel
regen
great.
is decent. This is not, but since you mentioned the health bar,
Yeah.
it does. If as long as you don't like, it has like three notches, and if you play normal, as long as your notch like doesn't deplete, it will come back
Heal up
up
to the
after a little
next
bit of
notch,
time.
yeah.
There is some
And
invincibility animations
when you
when you do
die, and
certain
if
moves.
yeah, when you die
Go ahead.
and you enter a section, and you entered that section originally with one notch, if you die and you enter
Yeah,
re-enter
full
it,
health.
you have full health, which is that's
It's nice.
there's a lot of anti-frustration features in this game.
I think playing on normal is a very good time. And for like people who love that challenge and love doing those challenges, that are in the game, I think they'll have a good time with this too.
Yeah. I'm kind of done with
It's that it, go ahead with those kind of things.
no, just being raided after playing a level.
Oh yeah, I don't love that.
Yeah, did we just play a game recently where that was a thing, or is it just this one? I feel like I've played a game recently where they give you a grade after doing something, and it's I usually dislike those games. Bayonetta comes
Sure,
to
there is.
mind.
Yeah, there's a lot of those games, and it usually
Even
honestly
Red didn't Red
discourages me
Dead
a
do
lot.
that? Or no, Red Dead gave you like medals or something.
Red Dead 2 definitely does it.
Or two, yeah.
There's some kind of grading system in that, and that annoyed me.
Yeah.
That actually might be the game I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But I've gotten over that. Like, just I just let it's like whatever. I don't care. It's fine. I'm just beating this game. Unless they like lock away the final level or like a hidden ending, like the true ending, whatever behind your grades,
Yeah.
it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, for anybody who has Game Pass, you absolutely should download this. And like, yeah,
Yeah.
and like beat them with all those things.
Yeah, we could probably make an entire episode based on games that are quote unquote great Game Pass games because of they fall into
Oh,
that category
absolutely.
of like we have interest, but they tread kind of unique waters that we're not sure if we want to buy. So yeah, this game definitely falls into that category of like perfect try, and then it just ended up being really good. I'd say
I really enjoyed my time with it.
Power Wash Simulator falls into that category too. Woo-wee! And on that
Let's play
note,
Forgotten City.
oh yeah, that too.
Woo-wee!
That was our thoughts on Midnight Fight Express. Great name too. Shoo. You can email us at podcastotr@gmail.com if you have your own thoughts on Midnight Fight Express. As far as what we're going to be talking about in the next couple weeks, you got an idea for next week, but I think we are slowly entering a lull of games at
Well,
least.
yeah, we have an idea for next week, and then the week after that I'll be on vacation.
Heck
So unless you're doing it
yeah.
somebody, straw, yeah, unless you're doing it somebody else, I won't be around for that one.
That's cool. Or you could be around in the hot tub. Or
Yeah,
is
let's
that
see.
not that kind of vacation?
I don't think there is a hot tub actually. No.
What's the point of going on vacation without a hot tub? It's thinking real hard, but we'll figure out
Well, that's
something.
birthday vacation. I always have to have a hot tub. Yeah. Anyways.
Oh yeah, we're yeah. Right, I was gonna here. Say your birthday's not 2 weeks away.
Nope.
For Dave, this has been Kyle, and this has been another quick shot by On the Rocks.
Pew 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 pew, pew, pew. Hidden ties. Pew. Magnum. Pew.
Guns are overpowered in this game.
Pew.
You don't think they're overpowered?